Exhausted Moms podcast. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Kendall.
And we are two childhood best friends who are just exhausted moms.
Absolutely.
So I wanted to talk to you about the Bluey episode. You and I were talking about it a little bit yesterday. And you said your kids just recently got into Bluey.
Yeah, I mean, my oldest son, he's 8 turning 9, so he's kind of a little bit past that.
Yeah.
And then my daughter's 4 turning 5, so she's, like, watched it a couple times at school, and, like, from her talking about it from school and from you telling me about it, like, that's kind of how I heard about it.
Right.
Because the baby's obviously still a little young, and he's just all about Miss Rachel right now, so.
Right, which shows my youngest.
Yeah, so we just started watching. We aren't, like, watching it, like, in order. Like, we kind of just went on YouTube and, like, put on, like, random episodes. But honestly, we love Bluey. It's hilarious.
So my oldest, who just turned 3, she has been obsessed with Bluey since she was probably little older than your youngest, honestly, has been obsessed with Bluey. So when I tell you I watch Bluey too much, it is not even a joke. So they just had that 28-minute episode, which, if you've realized, Bluey's only about 7 minutes long.
Yeah, they're pretty short.
Right. So this was such a big deal, and parents are freaking out after watching it. Because, spoiler alert, if anyone is really going to be upset.
Sorry for ruining Bluey a little bit.
I don't want to ruin Bluey for you. But they are talking about selling their home. And a lot of times, kids, obviously, they get upset about that kind of stuff. And the problem is that they didn't end up selling their home. And a lot of parents I've seen are complaining that, hey, we actually are selling our house. And so their kids are like, oh, we're going to be like, so these poor parents are like, no, 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 no. Like, we have to sell our house. We're not Bluey's family.
Right.
Oh my gosh. But the funny thing is obviously I'm not selling my house or anything, but my husband and I were crying during this episode because it was beautiful. There was a wedding, there was so much going on, and like I said, we've been watching Bluey too long now, so
yeah, I feel like you've grown with the cast,
right? So I mean, my husband is Bandit.
I can see that.
No, Peter, like, he is Bandit, like, yeah. All the time my daughter is constantly, oh, daddy, you're just like Bandit, you're just like Bandit. But we were crying, and she was completely calm. I don't think she understood what was going on.
I feel like Bluey has a lot of, like, subject matter that is definitely built in for us adults without being, like, inappropriate. Like, I feel like when we were kids, there were always those little innuendos in some of the shows that we watched that were completely inappropriate, but were put there for the adults. Whereas, like, Bluey, it's got those same type of, like, this is meant for the adults, but in a completely, like, family-friendly, wholesome way. Like, the whole thing with, what's the aunt? Aunt Brandy.
Right.
Like, and I think that was another thing you said was in this episode, and I think I saw a TikTok about it, where she ends up being pregnant, yes. And there was that episode way back when where, like, she was explaining to Bluey, or the mom was explaining to Bluey that, like, Aunt Brandy can't have kids, obviously, in a child-friendly way.
Right.
But, like, that's something that the kids aren't going to understand, but, like, we as moms and adults understand that, and, like, it can be heavy subject matter, but just the way that they handle it, I think they do it in such an appropriate way that just, it doesn't take away from the show or take away from the moment, but it makes it something that, like, we can watch together as a family, and, like, everybody enjoys it.
Right. I mean, when I think back to the shows we watched as kids, I see sometimes them on TV. I mean, SpongeBob. You and I were both SpongeBob kids. I see an episode now, and I'm like, nope, we're going to change the channel.
Yeah, like, there's so much that, I mean, our kids are still kind of young to understand. Obviously, my oldest is starting to pick up on those little things.
Yeah.
He definitely knows a lot less than I did at his age, which thank God for
Thank
that.
God.
But I mean, he's starting to pick up on that stuff where it's like he's at the age now where I have to like sometimes cough over the lyrics in the song or
Yes.
lower the car radio really quick or something. Whereas like I just took my daughter to a Nicki Minaj concert and she has no idea what she's saying. And like that's why it was okay because she just sees her like dancing and in her pretty costumes and she thinks the songs are fun. Like once you hit that like 7, 8 age where they like it's like, oh crap, they can kind of like understand what this is and they're asking questions about it and you're like, oh no, I gotta censor everything. Like
Well,
I probably should have censored it a while ago.
you know what's funny though is so I actually cough over lyrics now.
Yeah, you've always been the more probably responsible one out of the two of us. I should have been coughing over lyrics a long time ago, but nope. I'm like, you're gonna rock in the back seat along with
My
me.
gosh. Well, the funny thing is so my daughter is very big into Taylor Swift, as you know. I'm a huge Swiftie. And she obviously most of her stuff doesn't have too bad of lyrics, but there's that once in a while now, because she's obviously a lot older making music. She's not going to be PG her whole career. So there's
Which
so many
good for her.
go for her, right? So I'm like coughing to the man because that's her favorite song. And I'm like, you know what? You go, girl. But she obviously does not understand the song. I'm like, that's not what that means, but sure, okay.
We're gonna go with it for now. And just don't say it. Don't say it in public or at school. You're
Well,
good.
no,
That's always my thing to my kids. Don't say it at school.
Well, so she doesn't. She said one swear word like once, nothing too bad. And I was like, no, we don't say that. I kind of explained, hey, that's an adult word. We don't want to use that right now. You're a kid. Doesn't you don't want to do that. That's not nice. And she is such an easygoing kid in that aspect where she's like, okay, mommy. Which
Yeah,
I know my son is 100% gonna be like, nope.
she should.
Like his trouble already. We call him the Hulk.
That second child thing, I'm telling you.
I
There.
swear. Okay. I constantly, I'm like, everyone's babies that they had around the same time as I had seemed to be the sweetest kids. Absolutely the sweetest kids. And there's my kid. He's turning one next month. And he, the other day, was banging his head against the wall. And I was like, no. I'm like grabbing
Yeah.
him. He's laughing. I'm like, no, that's not what we do, kid. Like, no.
He's like, yeah, we do, Mama. Maybe you don't, but I do.
Oh my gosh. I'm just glad it's not just me, though. Like, second child is truly putting me through it.
Terrorizing. Which is funny because, like,
You had a third?
obviously, I have, well, not even just that. My third is like the perfect angel, but
Absolutely.
like my siblings, like Terrence, my brother, obviously you know him, like he's the second child and he was probably like, I mean, he was crazy in the aspect that he was always doing like extreme sports and like
Right.
getting hurt and stuff, but like his demeanor was always so much more laid back. Like I feel like he's the exception to the rule, whereas like your
My brother.
brother, second child, was definitely the crazier one. My husband Kyle, he was the crazier one after his sister, who was
Right.
like way better behaved than him always and still is. And like mine, I mean, she's not only just the second child, but she's the middle child and the only girl. So she's got all those things going for her, and she's my daughter. So she is absolutely insane. And I
Well,
love her, and she is fierce,
of
and she's gonna
course.
rule the world one day,
Oh
whether that
yeah.
be for good or bad. But she is, my mom always says, like, you got your karma because this is how you were. Yeah,
Well, you know
so.
what's funny is, so I was such a shy kid, as you know, like I was always super quiet, super nice, and like all that stuff. My daughter is not shy by no means.
Yeah.
That girl is, I'm so proud of her all the time, like for being able to be like, no, I don't like this. And she's three. So I'm like, yes, girl, you do this. But I'm also at that point where like, okay, what's too much?
Yeah.
Like, I'm raising an independent woman. Like, I love it, but like, where's the line?
Yeah, like where it's becomes like being mean. And that's what I'm running into with my
Yes.
daughter right now is like she's always like stuck up for herself and for others, and I love that. Like she'll
Yeah.
threaten to beat up my older son's like bullies at school.
So.
Like we walked in for the school dance and she was like, "Where's so and so? He was mean to my brother. I'm gonna find him." I'm like, "No, you're not."
Oh,
But
she's
she
you.
also like if some of the kids, because she's in her second year of preschool, she's gonna be going to kindergarten next year, which is crazy.
I can't believe
But
that.
she will go to school and like if somebody's doing something that like slightly annoys her, she like tells them about themselves. I'm like, you can't. She told this kid he was trash like last week, and I'm like, you can't say that. I'm like, that is not okay. I'm like, you can say, "Hey, so and so, I don't want to
That's
play with
not
you right now,
nice.
or I don't
Yep.
like what you're doing, or you're bothering me." That's fine. Do not say you're trash. Like,
Honestly,
that's
though,
not
I
okay.
don't know how I would handle that. Because if I got a call that's like, your daughter said this guy, like this kid is trash, I'd be like, well, what was he doing? Is he trash?
But see, I always ask her too, because especially with my son, because like he's the one that
Yeah.
gets bullied at school and gets picked on, and
Oh.
like he's sensitive and he has a hard time. But
Yeah.
like I always get calls from him because they're in two different schools. So
Right.
I always get calls from his school about stuff, and like I have to figure out. I don't want to say I was deliberately mean to people as a kid, but like I
No.
didn't take anything from anyone. So
No.
like if you did something I didn't like, I was gonna tell you about yourself.
Oh, yeah.
And that's very much who she is, but she has a much lower tolerance than I did for what people are doing, because somebody could like chew the wrong that they're awful and whatever, but
I like
yeah.
lost you for a second.
Oh yeah, because somebody was trying to call me. I'm gonna put this on Do Not Disturb.
That's fine. Yeah, I think the problem is like toddlers have zero filter. I think they say what till 5, 6? Do they really
Yeah,
start?
probably.
I think that's the problem. And also, it seems like this generation of kids just do not put up with anything. And I think
No, they
that's because
don't.
of our parenting, because we are all like, yeah, we're not doing this.
Yeah, because we're breaking all those cycles and those
Oh,
generational
100%.
curses and everything that, like, we were obviously raised a completely different way.
Oh, yeah.
And we're trying to be here and be more affectionate and more supportive
Right.
and more encouraging and letting them express themselves and telling them it's okay to say no, it's okay to cry, like, but
Right.
it's sometimes it's hard to like, and that's the thing I have with my husband is like he's always like, they need to stop crying all the time. Especially our older son. And that's because of course he was brought up like boys don't cry,
Right.
boys are tough. And I'm like, it's okay for him to cry, but there's a difference between crying because you're sad or upset and crying and throwing a fit
Right.
over like not getting something you wanted. So like that's what we're trying to like work on with them right now is like knowing that difference and like how to like regulate those emotions and
Yeah.
when it's okay to act that way and when it's not okay to act that
See,
way.
we're working on that too. I mean, obviously she's 3, so the terrible threes. I honestly, anyone who says terrible twos, they are
No,
lying.
it's three. Like they're
Two?
lowering you into a false sense of
Oh
security
my
when they're like, "Oh, two's
gosh.
the worst," and you're going through two, and you're like, "This isn't so bad. This is
Right.
kind of fun." Then they turn three, and it's like
Terror.
you wake up with an entire different kid.
Oh my gosh. I told you, like, you know, my daughter was the sweetest thing. She still has her moments where I'm like, there you are.
Yeah, same with mine.
But
Yeah.
then there's moments where I'm just like, what is wrong? Like, the other day, she was like throwing a tantrum because I got her the juice she asked for, but she no longer wanted
How could
that
you?
juice. What? You asked for like apple juice or something. I
Right.
don't even remember what kind of juice it was. And she's like, "No, I want this juice." And I was like, "No, you said this one, so we're getting this one."
You're gonna drink this one now,
Right,
so
like I'm not getting
yeah.
another one. I
They're
think
so irrational sometimes, but it's like it's hilarious, but it's also so frustrating because like you can't talk sense into them. You can't reason with them. Like
No.
mine's a little bit older now where like she can understand the reasoning part. Like yours is still a little bit on the younger side of that like concept, but it's so frustrating.
Oh man, hopefully. I mean, it sounds like four gets a little better, so hopefully next year.
Slightly. I
Yeah.
mean, mine has a really big personality. And also,
Yeah.
I mean, You
So
know,
she's
as
a
a kid,
Leo.
and you know, as a kid, like I was diagnosed with ODD, oppositional defiance disorder, and it can be genetic. And I do see some signs of that in her and a little bit in my older one, although as he's gotten older, I don't notice it so much. Which ironically, like he was on a wait list for therapy for years, and we finally got a call like yesterday to get him in for an
Oh
appointment.
no.
And he's like, "Do I even need to go anymore?" And I'm like, "Well, do you want to go?" And he was like, "Yeah, like I'll go," because he still deals with like the anxiety and stuff, and especially dealing with the bullying at school. And like he still has a lot of that like medical anxiety from when he was in the hospital a couple years ago. So I think it'll still be a good thing for him. But it'll be interesting to get like a professional's input on if they think like maybe he has it too. I think again, he's kind of like gotten a little bit better with it with age, but I feel like my daughter might also fall into that category, but we'll see.
Well,
We'll see how
maybe, yeah, well,
that goes.
maybe he'll, that'll help him, especially like deal with his emotions in general.
Yeah,
I think that'll be a
definitely.
good thing for him no matter what, especially dealing with a lot of bullying. I think
Exactly.
sometimes it's hard to, I mean, you remember, it's hard to talk to your parents about things sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And sometimes you just need that extra person to just listen, I guess.
Yeah, and to like teach those coping skills and stuff that
Right,
like
stuff we don't
we
know.
can try to teach that as best as we can, but like we struggle with our own stuff and
Oh,
like we
yeah.
also need to learn these coping skills. So it's like we're
Right.
not always the best teachers like when it comes to these things. Like I could try to teach him what helps me, but I mean that might not help him. And I think it'll be definitely be helpful. And the person that we got into in with is a guy. So I think that'll
Oh,
be
that'd be
cool for
better.
him to have like another
I
guy
said
to look
bad.
up
That'll be good.
to.
Oh my gosh. No, that would be really good for him, and I hope it helps. Well,
Thanks, me too.
I did want to talk about, so you are pretty much like I can't even think right now. So you have gone through, I mean, how old is your youngest now? He's 15, 16 months.
16 months,
Yeah.
yeah.
So you've already dealt with the first year. I'm coming up on the first year. I can't remember anything from my daughter's first year. And now with my son's first year, I feel like I have been in survival mode. This kid doesn't sleep.
Oh my
So
God, yeah, he gives you a hard time with that for sure.
I just want to know, does anyone else not remember their first year? Like with any of
I
your kids?
feel like I want to say that's been more of the situation with my third. And like, honestly, he was the more recent one, so you would think I would remember more. But like, my first, I mean, obviously, I had him very young. I was 21. Like, I had just moved out of my parents' house. Like, it was kind of a different situation. I was still in school, I was working a million jobs. But like, I feel like I remember a lot more with him, probably because he was the first and I did a lot more with him. My daughter, I mean, I feel like a lot of that year, like her younger years, I have pretty good memory of. And but that also could be because there was a lot going on during that time. I mean, we shut down the world for COVID when she was only 7 months old, and then my oldest was in the hospital with Miss C. So like there was a lot going on, like a lot of memorable events, and I think that's probably why I
Probably.
remember so much with her.
You're cutting in and out.
Whereas this one, like my youngest, I mean, I dealt with pretty bad, like postpartum.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. All right. Yeah, my youngest, like I dealt with pretty bad. I mean, I had postpartum with my daughter too, but I dealt with it a lot worse this time around. And I think just being so overwhelmed with already having two and obviously like a demanding job and like the cost of living going up and all that stress, I feel like his first year has gone by in such a blur that it's like I'll go into like my time hop or my Facebook memories and I'll see like pictures and videos and it's like I don't remember all of those little moments. And like it makes me kind of sad because like he's the last one. So it's like I wish I had more memory of it, but I'm trying to focus on like being more present in those moments, like when they're happening with him.
Well, I think that's the thing too. Like my daughter was born, it was still height of COVID, and I see. So she's really obsessed with looking at pictures of herself as a baby. So every day on Google Photos, it has the memories. So she makes me sit there every day and show her. And sometimes I look at these pictures and I just start crying because I'm like, I don't remember her being that little. I
It
don't
goes by
remember.
so
It
fast.
goes by so fast. And I mean, I feel like my son, who's gonna be a year, he came out already a full baby. He was 9 pounds. Like, this kid wanted to do everything already, like rolling over 2 weeks old, putting his head up. Like, he just
Yeah, he
was,
was rearing and ready to
oh, yeah, he was never a baby baby. So for me, I'm like, I kind of missed out on that little baby phase. Because
go.
we're done. I'm done. I cannot handle more
Yeah.
than two. Like, when I tell you, my son is crazy. I love him. He's the sweetest kid, but he's a handful. We joke, we're
Yeah.
like, he's our wild child, but I'm like, he's our adventurous child. He's gonna be the
Right.
kid that's gonna want to do the crazy extreme stuff like you were talking about with your brother.
Yeah.
My
Exactly.
brother was the same way.
And that's probably why they got along so well.
I'm just like, oh my gosh, but I'm getting so sad the closer I get to his first birthday. I'm like, no.
It's such a hard milestone, like with any baby, but especially when
Yeah.
you know it's your last, like it just hits so much harder. Like you're never gonna have that experience again. Like with, I mean, my sister obviously, had a baby right when
Yeah,
you're
when you
running your
flip.
second newborn. So I'm like, okay, like I have like 6 months down the line, I have my nephew. So like I get to kind of relive it, but it's different when
Yeah.
it's not your
Well, of
baby that's living with
course.
you and everything. But I mean, I think my husband put it pretty well, and he's not usually the most eloquent of speakers, but he said to me the other day, like, because he's gone back and forth about, like, we're not having any more kids, but like I would love to have another daughter someday. And I'm like, yeah, good for you, buddy. It's not happening. But he was like, I think that what I miss is them being little. He's like, I don't want to redo that with
Yeah.
another child. I wish I could go back and have those moments with them.
Right.
Especially with our oldest, because he was working overnights when
Yeah.
our oldest was a baby. So like he missed out on a lot because he was having a hard time like getting used to that sleep schedule and everything, and like he really missed a ton of his like newborn moments and stuff. So but yeah, I think he put it pretty well. Like we don't we're done, both of us. You're done, I'm
I'm done.
done. But like at the same time, like if somebody offered us the opportunity to go back and like relive some of those moments like for another day, like absolutely,
Well, that's
I would take it.
I've seen that actor somewhere. So he probably was on TikTok.
Probably.
I saw that. I'm pretty sure on TikTok, and I thought about it, and I was like, what I would do for a day just to hold my oldest again as a baby.
Yeah. Oh
Oh,
my
I'm gonna
God, you're gonna make
cry.
me emotional because my oldest is like almost as tall as me now, and
Oh,
it's
I
he's
know.
like the fact that he it hit me the beginning of the school year. I'm like, he's halfway through elementary school. Like he's gonna be in fourth grade next year. Like he's almost done, and then that's almost middle school, which is almost high school, and like my brain is just running a mile a minute, and like
Oh.
seeing him like pitching in baseball, and like he
Oh.
looks like a big kid now, but he's still so sweet and he wants to cuddle me and like
Oh.
hang out with me, and I'm just holding on to that as long as I can, because
Yeah.
especially with the boys, like that doesn't last as long.
No.
Like they're not as affectionate for as long, so I'm gonna take it as long as I can, but that one's definitely hitting me the hardest, seeing how big he's getting.
You know what's so funny is like it really does go by so fast. And I remember as kids, my dad kept telling me, he's like, oh, life goes by so fast. Like, you're gonna blink and you're an adult. You're gonna blink and like all this stuff. And
And we couldn't wait. We were
we
like,
could
yeah,
not
bring it
wait.
on.
No, we always talked about it. We're like, oh, this is what we're gonna do. Da 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 da. And
Plot
now,
twist, we
absolutely did not do anything we talked about.
didn't. Right? We survived, though. We survived a lot. So, you know what? Pat on the back to us.
Honestly, though. Oh, gosh, that's another day.
Right, yeah.
Not, we
We
don't
didn't
want to.
become pop stars or like the next like Britney Spears or like criminal investigators or whatever 20 million other jobs we said we were gonna do from the time that we
Lawyers.
met when we were seven to
Oh my
like
gosh.
now. I never thought I would have ended up being an insurance adjuster. Like if you told me that as a kid, I would have been like, oh, what? Like,
Like, what is
no.
that?
No thanks. That sounds boring. But yeah, no. I mean, it's just crazy. It really does go by fast, and like we were in such a hurry for it to happen, and now like we're like, nope, I'd rather be five again and like playing in the sandbox.
Right. Oh my gosh. When we got my daughter's Barbie dream house for Christmas, I was like, oh my gosh, what I would have done to have this Barbie dream
Right?
house as a kid. I'm like, what I would do to go back as a kid and play in this Barbie
I
house.
feel like you and I do the same thing where like we buy our daughters all these toys that like they probably don't even ask for them, but like
Oh no,
we
mine
wanted
does.
them when we were little. I mean, mine it does too, but like there's definitely stuff that like
Yeah.
she probably wouldn't have known about unless I introduced
A
her to
hundred
it, and it's
percent.
because like I never had this when I was little,
Yeah.
so you're gonna have it and I'm gonna live through you. Like I
Right.
never had the big dollhouse or the big Barbie house. She's got one of those big doll house. It's not the Barbie one, it's one of the Kid Craft ones, but like it's
Those are good
huge.
too,
And I'm like, I
though.
would have killed for that as a kid,
Yeah.
but I never would have had it. And like just being able to give that to her like
Right.
is such a huge thing. And like I know you feel the same way too, like
Well,
being
you know,
able to
I
give.
was very spoiled as a kid.
True, but I mean to be able to like do it for your kids,
Yeah.
like is just it's a really good feeling.
No, absolutely. Like, I wanted a bitty baby so bad as a kid because I had a friend who had a bitty baby and I wanted this doll so bad. And the second my daughter turned two, I told my husband, I was like, she needs this doll. He's like, did you see the price of that doll? I was like, yeah, but she needs
Right.
this doll.
I said to mine, I'm like, I want to take her to the American Girl doll store and let her pick
Yes.
out a doll. And then I'm looking at the prices and I'm like,
Yeah.
she's fine with her little Our Generation dolls from Target that look exactly the same. Like she, none of them have clothes on anymore. Like their all hair is all jacked up. But so I'm like, do I really want to spend like hundreds of dollars on a doll that is gonna end up like that? Like we have
Well.
Jojo Siwa, the My Life one from Walmart. And her hair like looks like she got electrocuted. She's got no
Looks like
pants
Cynthia.
anymore. One of her, yeah, pretty much one of her eyes doesn't open all the way. Like this girl's been through hell.
See,
I
my.
mean, I guess she looks like she does in her new music video.
Oh
And not that bad maybe, but I mean, so I'm like, all right, maybe I'll wait like until she's like nine or so to do that. But I
Right.
also feel like these girls are growing up so much faster nowadays and they're not playing with the dolls as long as like we used to. So
Well.
who knows if she's gonna even like it by
Yeah,
then.
so I was seeing a lot on TikTok, especially during Christmas time, of people talking about these 9-year-olds are buying Drunk Elephant skincare
Yes.
products.
I'm like, are you crazy?
I'm
What do you
like,
need this for?
first of all, back in the early 2000s, what was our skincare?
Some oxy pads and
What
we rubbed our skin with alcohol pads.
the St. Ives scrub?
Right?
But
And lip
okay.
smackers. Yep.
Not for nothing, millennial, we didn't age that badly.
No, we really didn't, so there must be something in that method.
I mean, I guess, but I'm sitting here, I'm like, okay, I have a skincare routine now. I mean, not Drunk Elephant or anything crazy
Right.
priced like that, but my 9-year-old, like, I don't
Yeah.
judge anyone that does it, but I couldn't do it.
Yeah, I know. Give them some Dove soap and some warm water. They're fine. Like, they don't have, their skin is already perfect at that age. Like, I mean, maybe
Right.
9, 10, you start getting like acne and stuff. But I mean, they don't need like $60 jars of moisturizer. Like, it's
No.
insane. And like, why do they want that? Like, I feel bad for them. Like, you're
TikTok.
missing out. They're just sitting there. They're like, look at my new Sephora haul and my Lululemon. And I'm like, girl, like go to, like we have limited too with our sequined purses and our like Nate little purse with the letter on it, like your name
Yes.
letter. You were
Oh,
so cool if
yes.
you had that, or like the stretchy belts that we wore around our
Oh,
butt instead of
gosh.
our hips. Like,
Oh.
why? But Yeah, I mean, questionable choices, but like we were so hype about those things at 9, 10 years old, and these kids are like, nope, we only need the best of the
But do
best.
you know why? Because they have the pressure of social media. We weren't on
Exactly.
social media at 9, 10. Oh my gosh, can you imagine the videos, especially us, what we were
Oh
doing,
gosh.
our little sketches? Oh my gosh, can you imagine if that was out
Yeah.
on the internet for everybody? I'd be
Yeah,
mortified.
we would have. But that, like, we were, and I feel like that's why we had so much more fun doing stuff like that, because we didn't have to worry about anybody else seeing it or judging us for it. Like, we were just having fun and, like, being stupid and laughing. And, like, we would spend hours putting on, like, little skits. And
Oh yeah.
we had so much fun. We laughed until we cried. And, like, now they're just like, nope, we're gonna make a TikTok and, like, film it 20 times because you blinked and you didn't stand in the right spot. And, like, it has to be
Right.
perfect. And,
It
like,
makes them
it's
sad.
sad. Yeah.
And it's like, but then it's like, okay, how do you not make your child the only child without?
Yeah.
So I think that's
And
hard
that's what I'm
balance.
running into now, too. Like, he's 8, but his friends all have phones. And that's been like the hot topic. Like, I remember being in like 8th grade and being upset I was the only one without a phone, but like, that's a little more reasonable than being 8 and being the only one without a phone. And like, we got him one of the kids' like smartwatches, but like, you can only have like approved contacts. And it was more so because I'm terrified of things that can happen at school,
Right.
obviously, the world that we live in. But he wants a phone so bad. And like, my other friend's daughter just turned 10 and she got a phone for her birthday, which is totally fine. Like, do you? And she's probably a little more mature and responsible than my son, but he wants a phone so bad and he was upset. And I'm like, my husband and I both said middle school, like,
Yeah.
we were okay with him getting one for middle school, but like, even that is like late nowadays, and
Yeah.
he feels left out because of it. And it's sad to see that, like, these kids are on screens like 24/7 and they don't know what to do with themselves. Like, if their tablet dies or something, they're like, well, what now? Like, go play with all the toys that I bought you instead of watching kids on YouTube open theirs and play with the same ones.
Oh
Like,
no, I don't do that. Honestly, the only way she does YouTube is on our TV because I've seen so many things that
yeah.
kids accidentally watching videos they shouldn't be watching, stuff like that.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, my daughter's 3. So her excitement is, have you ever seen Danny Go?
I don't think so.
So Danny Go does these like energizing workout kind of things for kids where he's like, run, grab this, do this, like, and it's all different things. Her favorite one, of course, because she loves animals, is they're doing an animal dance. And so for her, she's like, this is my workout. And so it actually
Love
is
that.
great, especially for rainy days, get their energy out.
Yeah.
I'm like, sure. And the songs are so catchy, they get stuck in my head. So I'm like, there's a garbage song. So I'm like, digging that garbage. And I'm like, singing it. And I'm like, taking out the trash. And like, constantly, the different songs are in my head.
That's how I am with Gracie. I mean, you know Gracie's Corner. I don't know if your
Oh,
daughter's like super into it yet, but
she
mine.
was before.
We listen to it, like, we don't really watch it on YouTube, but like, we'll listen to it in the car and stuff, and like, those songs are awesome. We
Yeah.
love Gracie.
Oh,
Like,
we do
when Gracie
too.
gets too grown to be Gracie, I'm gonna be really sad, because those songs are fire for little kids, and like, they're not annoying for us to have to listen to.
No, because they
Whereas like,
have.
Cocomelon, oh my
Oh.
God. Like, I banned Cocomelon this
Same.
time around.
Same.
Like, I blocked it from YouTube, and my
Same.
daughter asked the other day, she's like, why can't my baby brother watch Cocomelon? I'm like, because I'm not doing that again.
No,
I
but they
am not dealing
also.
with that
Yeah, but
again.
they also said how bad that show is for kids.
Yeah, it was like
And I
baby
could
crap the way it
tell.
stimulated their brain.
Right? I could tell the difference between watching it and not watching it with my oldest. And I absolutely refused this time. I'm like, no, that's not happening. We still have like a few toys she has.
Same, yeah.
And I'm like, that's about it.
Exactly.
I'm
And
not
that's
doing
why
it.
I'm so grateful that you turned me on to Miss Rachel,
Oh,
because I didn't
love
know who
her.
she was, because my daughter was kind of a little bit past like that age when
Right.
she started like becoming popular. But like my son, the youngest, like he absolutely loves Miss Rachel, and he's learned so much from like the baby sign. Like we always taught them, like I knew a couple of signs and stuff, but like the songs and the hand motions, and like he counts to three, and
Oh my
he like knows
gosh.
so much because not just because of Miss Rachel, but I mean
Why?
it's obviously a much better choice
Yes.
than CoComelon, and we love Miss Rachel. We owe her child support. Like I will say that till
Okay,
my dying
I owe
day.
her
Right,
child support for my two kids because
exactly.
honestly,
So, Miss Rachel, if you're out there listening one day, we are so grateful to you.
I absolutely say that she, it's not that I'm just like, here, kid, watch it. I sit there with her and we discuss things that she's doing. But I also like that a lot of videos, especially her newer videos, she didn't used to do this. She puts on the bottom writing about the milestone, what
Yeah,
age.
like the little tips for us to like
Right.
what we should be looking for and what we can do to help them learn. And like she does it very much like she's talking directly to them, and like they're on a FaceTime call with
Oh
her.
yeah.
And like they really think that she's right there talking to them. Like they don't realize that it's pre-recorded, whereas like the other shows, like they're not, they're you're just watching a show, or you're
Right.
watching, what's that other one, the bear one, where it's like fruit bouncing on the screen. Like I
Oh,
don't
he
even know
loves
what
that.
that
Hey
is.
Bear.
Yeah.
He
Like
used to
I've
like
heard
that.
that like I mine never really got into that, but I watched it once and I'm like, this is like a trip. Like what
It's
is this?
sensory.
Yeah, it sure is.
No, so that was the only thing my son like enjoyed because he loves dinosaurs and there's an avocado dinosaur. You don't even understand how hyped I was for the fact that for Christmas they were selling the plush.
I remember that. Yeah.
I was like, we have to get him
Didn't you give
this.
him that
Oh yeah, because I'm horrible.
early? I know we're the worst at like waiting for them to like
I think,
waiting to give people gifts
well,
because
that's
we're
be
too
well, I think
excited.
it's because that's our love language. Like, we
Yeah.
love to gift give. I love giving people gifts. It makes me
Me too.
so happy to see someone happy about something that they always wanted or something they were talking
Yeah.
about, just so it kind of also lets them know, hey, I do pay attention to you.
Right, like I remember when you asked for this
Right.
obscure thing like
Yeah.
2 months ago.
Right.
That's what makes it hard for me to like shop early too. Like I've been
Yeah.
trying to shop earlier, especially with Christmas and
Oh,
even with
yeah.
the birthdays, because two of mine are summer birthdays, so like they're one after the other, like a month apart. So I try to like space it out and shop early so it's not as expensive all at once. But like then it's like burning a hole in my closet. Like I just want to give it to them. I want to give it
Yes.
to them now. And Christmas is even worse. Like,
So Christmas, I started shopping in October, but
yeah.
I was actually pretty good about it because I forced myself to wrap things. Because I was like, if I wrap it, then I can't give it, kind of thing.
Right, that's a good point. I save my wrapping until like the last minute, and then I'm up for like 7 hours in the middle of the night trying to wrap everything, and it's awful.
Well, with three kids, you cannot do that.
But that's the other problem with me buying early, is because then I'm like, okay, I'm done shopping. But then I see something else. I'm like, okay, I'll get that. But now I have to get the other two something because it's not even anymore. And it's like
Yeah.
my OCD goes crazy with it. Like they each have to have the same number, the same amount of dollars spent on them. And then I'm
Right.
like, Kyle was like, the baby's a baby. He doesn't know how much you spent on
Yeah,
him. Like
yeah.
the older two can kind of like tell if one gets more than the other, but like he's a baby, and especially like his first Christmas, he was like 3 weeks old.
Yeah.
He's like, you're really gonna buy all this stuff for a 3 week-old baby? Like, no, you're not. And so I'm like, you're right. Like, we toned it down. But then you run into the problem of like the older ones are like, well, why didn't Santa bring as much stuff for so and so as he did for us? And I'm like, well,
Yeah.
he's a tiny baby. He doesn't need all of that yet.
Right.
So, yeah, no, it's hard. It's hard.
Honestly, I mean, so my son was what, like, I can't even count anymore. He was like 7 months, I think he was. So I was like, okay, he's 7 months old, like we're trying not to go crazy, but then my daughter's at that age where she understands more,
Yeah.
like, oh, Christmas, Santa, whatever. But we do, obviously, if there's any little ears listening, I would turn off. But I'll put a disclaimer. But we do small gifts from Santa, like stocking
Okay.
and like
Yeah.
books and like a little bit from Santa, and then we do from us.
Yeah, that's what we do too, because I always looked at it as like, especially growing up in a family that we really didn't have money, like,
Right.
why is like you go to school and Santa brings your friend a, I don't know, this day and age, like an iPad, and you got like a book.
Right.
Like, then the kid's wondering, well, why is Santa bringing this kid more than me? Like, why does
Yeah.
Santa love him more than me? Why didn't I deserve it? So that's why we do the same thing. Like, the smaller stuff is from Santa. Like, they usually get maybe a couple small toys, a
Right.
book, like some pajamas or clothes, and everything else that's like the stuff that they really wanted or like
Yeah.
more expensive stuff is from us.
Right.
Plus, we should be getting credit for that anyway. We're the ones buying it and making it happen. So
Well, see, I don't,
give us our hands.
it's not that I care about the credit so much. Well, my daughter, I don't know why, she's really big on remembering who buys what for her. So she'll be like, oh, Santa got me this. Mommy and daddy got me this. Auntie this. Grandma, So she'll remember. She's very particular, this child, about everything. So with her, in a way, I'm kind of like, yeah, I want to be like, yeah, mom and dad got that Barbie house. Because she seriously, all the time, she's like,
She knows,
oh,
yeah.
this so and so got me this, so and so got me that. And I'm just like, yeah. And that's.
Sometimes my kids do that, and I'm like, I honestly, I don't remember who got
Yeah,
you, so
same.
maybe.
She's like, oh, do you know who got me this? And I was like, girl, that is old. I don't know.
Right, you got that for your first birthday. I
Right.
don't know.
Right. I'm like, I don't remember.
Right, like the important stuff we'll remember, but like,
Obviously,
yeah, the
like
fact that she
sentimental.
remembers like those little, like every little thing, that's hilarious.
Oh, all the time. She's like, Auntie Kendall bought me this. Auntie Kendall bought me this. And I'm like, yes, she
Honored.
did. Oh,
Well,
you
her and I have
should.
the same, we have the same tastes, so it's easy
Oh
to
my
shop for her
gosh.
because she likes the same stuff as me, so
I don't
I can use
understand
that
how this
one.
happened. I really feel like, I don't know. I was with
The
you for too
universe
much.
knew, exactly. The universe knew we live too far apart now, and you needed a little daily reminder of
Oh
me.
gosh.
She gave
She's.
you a child with part of my personality.
Oh my gosh. No, honestly though. Like, she's so sweet and everything, just like you. Have your moments. No, you've definitely calmed down over the years.
Yeah, a little bit.
A lot of it.
Well, that's what I always say. Like, we started out polar opposites, and
Yeah.
like as time went on, we kind of merged into like the same person. Like, we both, like, you became a little more like outspoken
Yeah.
and not like wild, but like you got a little more of that, and I got more of your like calmness and your level-headedness and your like logic and stuff, and we just kind of like merged into a more whole human being or something. I don't know. I mean, it's a good thing. I'm thankful for what I've gotten from you because I needed it
Well,
for
I needed
sure.
it too because I, growing up, was, I was such a shy kid and I let everybody walk all over me and say whatever they wanted about me. And then one day I woke up and I no longer was caring. Like, I was like, nope, I don't care what you say.
Yeah.
Nope.
But
Like,
that's
nope.
why we were such a good pair because like
You were my
you like
bodyguard?
I would run my mouth for you and you would pull me to the side and tell me when I needed to chill out. Like we definitely balanced each other out well because we were like you never would have looked at the two of us and not obviously not like visually, but like
Right.
personality-wise, you never would have looked at the two of us and been like, "Oh yeah, they're gonna be friends for decades." Like no. Like sure we've had rough spots, but
Oh
like we've
gosh,
always found our way back and
yeah.
here we are over 20 years, right? We were 7 when we met, second
Seven.
grade going into third. Yeah, so
Yeah.
we're 30 now. So we've known each other over 20 years and we've been friends for literally decades, which is crazy because most people can't say that. So I'm eternally grateful for
Oh,
you
I'm
and the
eternally
fact that
grateful for you.
we met all those years ago and then still continued to like be in each other's lives even from far away now at this point. Like
Oh,
you're
man.
probably the only person
person that I literally like text all day throughout the day, even
Same.
though now I'm like a horrible texter because like I'm so busy at work. But
It's
like
fine.
you're the only person that I have like daily conversations with like throughout the day and
Yeah.
like can hold that conversation. Like, and that's something that's like, it means a lot to me, even if we're just
Oh
talking about our Monopoly Go addiction, like
my
where
gosh.
which is so bad.
If you're not playing Monopoly Go, don't.
Yeah, don't do it. I've spent real money on this game and I don't have real money to spend on this game, but you will, it's worse than drugs. Just don't play if you're not already playing. You'll be up at 4 in the morning when your stickers reset to trade with people all over the world on some random app. Like, no.
You do that?
I'm an insomniac in the middle of the night. So yeah, I'd be up on Sticker Go at 4 in the morning because I
Oh
can't sleep anyway.
no.
My kids sleep. I don't. Like, you have the opposite problem. Your kids don't sleep. Well, your youngest doesn't sleep.
Oh, he doesn't
Like,
sleep.
I'm just up for no reason, which is why if we live closer, like I might as well just be like your night nanny and just hang out with him all night and you can take my son who sleeps all night.
He honestly would just be looking at you smiling.
That's fine. He can help me make trades and I try to comprehend why people don't want to accept my 5-star sticker for their 5-star sticker. They want my whole firstborn and the deed to my house, but
So I love Reddit. And I looked at the Reddit page, right? The Monopoly page. And people are saying, they're like, I'm only gonna trade a 5-star for this, this, and this. And I'm like, guys, it's
People
not
are
that
selling them
serious.
on eBay for money. Like,
Oh
it is
no.
insane. But the thing is, like,
It's
my
fake.
one of our mutual friends' mom, I'm not gonna obviously name names, but
No.
one of our mutual friends from when we were kids, her mom plays and she is like very into it also. And one time she messaged me and she was like, I might just buy the last card I need for my album on eBay. And I'm like, that's crazy. Like, don't do that. But then I'm sitting here thinking about how much money I've spent on dice and stuff. Like, I might as well have bought the sticker on eBay. I probably would have spent less. It's
No.
wild. I need to take Apple Pay off my phone because when it's like 3 in the morning and I can't sleep and there's like a partner event and I
Oh
run out of dice,
no.
like bye, bye. That little, the one with the levels where it's like you buy it for $1 and you get this and then you get the next two free. That one gets me every time. It's terrible.
I can't. Like, and also we are not saying to do drugs instead of Monopoly.
Oh no, yeah, definitely don't. But don't play Monopoly either. Like, read a book. I
Read a
got a
book.
Kindle and I'm trying to read more because I love reading so much and I never have time. And that's what I need to be doing in the middle of the night when I can't sleep instead of being on Monopoly. So there's my New Year's resolution, like 4 months too late,
I was about to say,
but
Kendall, it's April.
quarter,
End of
right? Is
April.
it for the second part of the year and third part of the year,
Second
whatever.
quarter.
Second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter, whatever. The rest of the year, I need to read books. And I actually just joined Goodreads. I don't know if you're on Goodreads, but one of my
A while
coworkers
ago.
told me to join. And there's like book goals. And because you know I'm so OCD about like filling up the stuff, like I feel like it's gonna make me read more because I set this goal for myself and
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to do it because that number's there in front of me. Like, I'm gonna have to do it. If only I could be that way with losing weight too, but you know,
Oh, I
that
like your
one,
tone
the power of food just outweighs my obsession.
I don't even talk about
Right? No, I have to be in my sister's wedding in September. Like, I need to do something with myself.
Oh, I can't believe she's getting married.
I know.
I
Like,
feel
how is she
old.
a full adult? Like,
We're
it's
old.
half of my siblings are adults now.
I
There's
know.
only four that are minors, and that's insane to me. And like, even though, or no, there's only three that are minors.
Don't even know. You
Well,
stopped
because one of
counting.
them, my sister just turned 18 in December, so like and she still lives at home, so she's still a baby, but she's technically an adult, which is
Yeah.
crazy. And
Oh
she's
my
driving
gosh.
now, like she'll go.
No.
My mom texted me today and she had meant to send it to my sister and she was like, oh, can you pick up your sister and then go to the grocery store? And I'm like, what? And she was like, wrong sister. And I'm like, you never let us drive your car when we were teenagers, like any of us, like older
No.
ones. And she was like, yeah, that's because like my car was newer at that point and like I needed it more because I was doing more with it. She's like, I don't need it as much now. And I'm like, yeah, well, hopefully she doesn't wreck it, like now that you said it, but.
I don't put that in the atmosphere.
No, she said she found some questionable scrapes on the passenger side of the car, though, that she's gotta ask
Oh.
her about. I'm like,
I
oh
mean,
no.
didn't we
Like,
all
what
do
if you
that
need a fresh
though?
one? The only time I ever damaged my mom's car was, it was like the first or second time that she took me driving, and her, and she will like make fun of me to this day for it, but like it was definitely my fault, but like part of it was not my fault because her alignment was way off. So like you have to
Oh,
like
here
turn, I'm serious though, like you had to like drive with the wheel like at an angle. So we're driving home, I make it to the house next door to mine. And she's like, oh, move over to the right a little bit because like you're kind of close to the line. I move the wheel a little bit, it moves a lot of it because it's not aligned. And I hit the brakes, but I like bumped this little, like it wasn't like a full-blown tree, it was more of like a little baby tree. And like
Oh.
it like put a little crack in the front bumper, but like I was so upset because I'm like, she's never gonna let me drive again.
See,
But then like there's kids that do way worse to
yeah.
their parents' cars, so I don't feel so bad about it.
Honestly, I don't remember ever driving my parents' cars.
That was probably one of the few times I drove my mom's car, like as a
Yeah.
before, like now, like she has me drive her car if she needs me to for whatever reason, or like if my car's not, like when my car was in the shop, like she let me drive hers or
See,
whatever. But
well, I drove my
like,
stepmom's car, but I never did anything like to it.
yeah, no, I've
I was
never,
older.
nothing of the more recent cars. Well,
Yeah.
I also didn't get my license until I was 18, so I was living in New York for a year, so like
Yeah.
I didn't bother that whole year because like what's the point? Like I had a bus that got me everywhere that like I didn't need it.
Well, I
But then I
had
bought my own car like right after I came home and got my license. Like I bought a car, so
Yeah.
like I never really needed to drive hers, thankfully. But my sister doesn't have a car, so
She's just gonna learn.
yeah.
It's hard. Like I feel like when my brother started driving, I was like, no, you're not allowed to drive. But
Yeah.
also, him and I are a lot closer in age. Like, you have so many
Exactly.
siblings.
That are like still babies, yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
It's a weird dynamic. Like when I, especially the fact that like my youngest brother is 10 and my son is
Yeah.
about to be 9, like they're so close in age. And I remember one time we were at one of my son's follow-ups at the Massey clinic and he had a bruise on his face. And the doctor was like, "Oh, what happened to your face, buddy?" He was like, "Oh, my uncle punched me in the face."
Oh
And I'm like, his uncle's a child. Like, I promise. Because they looked at me like, what? And I'm like, I promise, like, he's a kid. Like,
Yeah, they don't understand.
he's not a grown man punching my son in the face.
I promise you, he didn't just get mad at him and just go, oh, and punch him.
Yeah, no, it's a weird thing to be like, yeah, I'm 30 years old and I still have a baby brother, but like I
Well,
love him. He's my little best friend.
you know me and my mom's brother are
Yeah.
close in age. I mean, I don't really talk to my mom's side of the family. That's a another day story.
Right.
But him and I, he's older, I think by like only a 6 months, if
Yeah.
that. So I
But he
get it.
was in the grade under us, and I remember him being, I remember in like 8th grade or something, and he was in 7th grade, and he, this was one of the times your feisty side came out because he was like bossing you around in the hallway, and he was like, "I'm your uncle, you have to listen to me." And you were like, "No, I don't. Like, you're in 7th grade. Back off. Like, who are you?" And I was just like, "Damn, girl, go off." Like, because
I've always
I never
had
used to see
this.
that side of you.
I think the problem is like I've always had this side to me, but it was just really deeply buried.
Yeah, it just like it would come out at the right moments though.
I mean,
For sure.
it took a lot back then to get me mad.
Yeah.
Now, not as much.
Right?
Probably because I'm
Your
extremely
patience has run out.
well, not only that, I'm an extremely overstimulated person right now with my
Yeah,
kids.
same. I never knew what overstimulation was
Oh.
until, and like now, like I feel for like people who have like autism and stuff and they deal
Yeah.
with this like in everyday situations with like stuff that's not anything
to the rest of us, and like to
Right.
have to live that way. Like, I have so much respect for them, because
Absolutely.
when I get in that like that state of mind where I'm so overstimulated that like I start to shut down and I just like want to scream,
Yeah.
like it's a really tough feeling to get through.
No, I mean, I have the same problem. I'm like, I feel like I just get mad, like really mad. And I think for me is 'cause my entire life, I was really sensitive as a kid, as you know. And I feel like somehow that just turned into anger. Like I get mad, but I just like hold it in, and that's really bad.
No, and then it just kind of like all snaps at
Oh
the
yeah.
wrong moment from holding in for too long.
Oh
Yeah,
yeah.
I totally get that.
Yeah. But I don't snap at anyone,
Yeah,
thankfully.
no.
No, we're not
I
like
be
that.
yelling at my kid. I snap at my kids sometimes though, and I'll yell, and then I like catch myself, and I'm like,
Yeah.
I always apologize to them though.
Of
If like I ever,
course.
obviously I would never like lay a hand on them or
No.
like verbally like berate them or anything like that. But there's definitely been times where I yell at them because I just like
Yeah.
it snaps in the moment, and like you know how much I used to go off and how easily when I was younger. So like
Yeah.
I feel like I've come a long way with like being able to control that, but like it's still something that's really hard for me. So, and coming from a family where like I got yelled at all the time, so like it
Same.
was a normal thing, like you
Yeah.
got yelled at.
Yeah.
And I always make sure that I apologize to them,
Yeah.
because kids absolutely deserve an explanation for our decisions and our reasoning for things. Like I always said, I'm not going to be the because I said so mom, because that used
Yeah.
to drive me absolutely
Oh.
insane. And so like they deserve an explanation. It doesn't have to be like a well thought out one. Like just give them a simple explanation. Like they need to understand what's happening, and they deserve apologies and
Right.
to know that like mommy still loves you like more than anything in the whole world, but mommy just got really mad for a little bit, and maybe next time we need to try to work it out a little bit better. But
Well, I think that happens for everyone. There's so many times where you get to that point, and then I absolutely do the same thing. I apologize and I try to explain like age appropriately. Mommy felt. So she has this book where it's like anger spot and there's different spots for emotions. And I'm like, Mommy feels like the angry guy right now. And she goes and she grabs it and she like hands it to me and she goes, Mommy, you have to take a deep breath. So I'm just so proud that she's understanding her emotions because, okay, growing up, we had no clue. It was just like, you're a kid, just deal with it. Like, there was
Yeah, and
no.
we're expected to just be quiet
Right.
and like not show our that we're upset, even though like the adults are the ones like yelling and getting angry and getting emotional like at us or towards us.
Yeah.
And not always necessarily in a bad way, but just in general. But then we're told like, no, you need to be quiet, like stop crying, like I'll give you something to cry about, like
Yes.
that old classic line.
Oh my gosh.
Like that, it's such a different way that like we're parenting our kids. And
Yeah.
like I still catch myself doing
Of
like
course.
things that we were like our parents did and like said, and not again, not necessarily things that were
No.
bad per se, but like things that we could definitely do better now. And like we know that like we didn't respond well to that stuff, so like why are we trying to do it with our kids? But
Yeah,
I think it's what's helping, like you said, it's what's helping them to be a more empowered
Right.
generation and like to speak up for themselves and show their feelings.
Well, I think it's good to show them respect because, I mean, I know growing up, constantly I kept hearing, like, you have to respect me, you have to respect your elders, you have to do this, you have to do that. But it was like they didn't understand that you also have to show empathy and respect for just because they're a child. Doesn't mean they don't deserve to be treated like a human being.
And you know, that used to be such a hot point for me as a kid, and that was part of why I was diagnosed with oppositional defiance disorder, because I could not comprehend that idea of like authority equals respect. Like,
Right.
to me, it didn't matter who you were, you had to earn the respect. And that's, I mean, I think that's still a good thing to go by in general of like your personal feelings with people. But like, obviously, there's situations where, like, if it's your boss or it's your teacher or the principal, like, you have to show them that respect no matter what because of who they are. And that's fine. But like, as a kid, like, I could not comprehend that. And it was so infuriating to me because I didn't understand why, like, well, this person doesn't respect me at all. Like, why do I have to respect them?
You were ahead of your time.
Right. Now they just stuck a diagnosis on me instead of being like, oh, look at you, you're onto something. But I got in trouble so much because of it. So it's like it wasn't a good thing. But I mean, like, to your point, like, kids need to be shown that respect and to feel that they are important, that they matter just as much as we do, because honestly, they matter more. Like, they're the greatest things we've ever done, and they're the future. Like,
100%.
we see that a totally different way than like the generations before us, where it's like your kids owe you something. You don't owe me anything. I chose to bring you into this world. You didn't choose to be here. You didn't ask to be here. Like, you don't owe me anything.
Well, and I say that all the time too. Like, I don't feel that way that they owe me anything because I feel like
Exactly.
I owe everything to them because I feel like I've become such a better person and I have learned so much since becoming a mom. I've changed so much, as you know, since becoming a mom. And I try everything I can to make sure that they're having a good life. I don't want them to have to work through trauma like us, you know?
Yeah, no, definitely.
I think it's just, I don't know. It's definitely kind of a controversial take that we have, which is crazy to me. Because some people are like, well, they should be this way. They should do this. They should do that for me. They should,
But
like,
they don't have their, first of all,
no.
they're minors. Like, they legally, like, they're not allowed to work for a reason. Like, not that they shouldn't be like contributing in the household, like,
Oh,
age
yeah,
appropriately,
chores,
though.
age
Like,
appropriate.
I'm not gonna have my 4-year-old mowing the lawn and washing the dishes and like scrubbing the floors, but
No.
like, clean up your space after dinner, like, pick up your toys. Like, her favorite thing to do is to like clear the table and like clean up the, she likes to wipe down the table and she likes to clean up all of the like video games and DVDs. 'Cause like when my son and my husband play video games together, there's always like discs all over the TV stand and like nothing's in its proper place and it's a mess. And she like will randomly get up and like go in there and put all the discs back. Sometimes not in the right case, but
Of
that's
course not.
okay. Put them back in the cabinet where they're supposed to go. She'll wipe down the TV stand, like fix the little pictures and stuff, and she's so proud of herself for it. And like that makes me so happy because it's like she's doing it because she wants to help and she knows that it's helping me and making me happy and taking something off my plate. And for her to understand that at 4 is huge because
That's
like
absolutely
when we
huge.
were younger, it was just like you're forced to do this because you're my kid and you have to do it. Like
Well, not only
it.
that, like the fact that I know you thank her every time and you're like, I appreciate this. Whereas when I was a kid, I would have gotten yelled at like, oh, it's not clean enough or I
Right, or
don't.
if you didn't do it, you got punished. Like,
Like, what?
yeah, like, no, thank you for, like, yeah, have a chore. I'm like absolutely a believer in like a chore chart or rotating stuff, but like
Age
your kids
appropriate.
should not be the ones doing like the heavy chores every day.
No.
Like, your kids should not be the ones scrubbing the bathroom. Like, if they're a teenager, sure,
Yeah,
but
teach
like,
them. They need to
your kids
know.
should not be like 7 years old carrying laundry up and down the basement stairs. Like, no,
No.
it's too much. Like,
No. I think it's good to teach them, especially there's so many kids that go out to college that don't even know how to do their own laundry. Like,
exactly. I was shocked when I got to college and
yeah, me
like,
too.
I mean, I went to school in New York the first year, so there were a lot of people that like were very familiar with like the laundromat setting type deal that we had because a lot of them lived in the city. But there were plenty of kids that would just like the kids that were from like Westchester County, they like didn't know what to do, or they would just like bring their laundry home and have their mom do it on the weekend. And like, are you crazy? Like, you press the button, pour the detergent in. I've been doing my laundry since I was 6. Like, and I think my son knows how to do laundry, but I don't make him do his laundry. Like, he'll help, but we also have like rickety old basement stairs and like our laundry's downstairs. So I don't want him going up and down those stairs. If we had a laundry room, I would probably let him be a little bit more involved in that.
Right.
But like, I think there's a difference between teaching them how to do the stuff and having them help do it and expecting them to be doing it on their own, like the way that we were.
Right. I mean, especially that's such a young age to be like,
Yeah.
oh yeah, I mean, okay, I was cleaning the house already at that age, but like,
Yeah.
I don't want that same thing for my kids. And I
Yeah, like I
think,
want them to see it as like a family
yeah,
effort, like
well,
not just you're doing this job. Like we're all cleaning up together. We're all doing
right,
this
we all
together.
live here, this is our space,
Exactly.
let's make it as clean as possible. I mean, I'm working on toys, cleaning up
Right.
toys.
In 5 minutes it'll be destroyed again,
Oh
but
man,
you know.
I'm trying with the toys.
It's tough, yeah.
Oh
No, they've
gosh,
taken over my house and like we're in the
same.
process of like moving rooms around too. Like my daughter's room's gonna be where the playroom used to be, and like most of her furniture and stuff has been up there forever, but like we just haven't finished like setting everything up because she's always in my damn bed. And so is my older son. So it's like their rooms turn into like the dumping grounds for other stuff when we're trying to rearrange furniture and whatnot because they're always in here. And like part of me is like, get out. I don't want you in here. But I also like if they're not in here, I have such a hard time sleeping. It's
Oh.
like a codependence and it's terrible. But like half the time my husband ends up on the couch because he's like, there's no room in here.
See, I think my daughter just, I don't, she's an anomaly, I'm telling you. This girl, ever since she was a baby, she would like, we would just be like, okay, just lay down, calm down, and we'll put you in your crib, whatever. This girl gets hyper, still to this day, in our
Yeah.
bed, like chatterbox. What are we gonna watch? What are we
Yeah.
gonna do this? What are we gonna do that? She was sick a couple weeks ago, and she's just like, I need you, I need you. And then she's like hyper in our bed, and then she's like, okay, I want to sleep on the air mattress. So then we have to blow up the air
Yeah.
mattress. But she does not sleep with us at all. Like she gets hyper.
Mine are like that. Like when they first come into my room, they'll be like that. And they're like, well, let's watch something. Let's do this. Let's do that. And like we have our show that we watch together. This is probably weird because they're little, but they like to watch Chicago Med. And so they watch that. They
I
call it the
like that
doctor
show.
show. And they'll watch that with me like every week when there's a new episode. But then like either they know that that's also like this is my time to like be on my phone and just like disassociate for a while
Yeah.
and go to bed because I've been dealing with customers all day and people all day and then dealing with not dealing with them but like taking care of them.
Yeah.
And like it gets like sometimes you just need that like hour or so to just
Oh, I know.
scroll, like scroll or like I've been like big into doing like my family tree as you know, so like I'll
Yeah.
work on that sometimes. But like they will just at that point like when the show's over like they'll lay down and they'll start to go to sleep. And the thing that they every night that they always ask for is the thunderstorms, which is like a black screen video on YouTube that just plays thunderstorm noises. But they're just like me, and like that's what they like to hear to fall asleep. So like once I put the thunderstorms on, they're zonked. They are out like a light, and it works every time.
We have there's this like sleeping owls video on YouTube.
I've seen
It's
that
like
one,
the
yeah.
three owls. Well, we have used that since my son was born. Like he had his bassinet in here, but I have a very big baby and he didn't fit in that bassinet long.
Right, yeah, same with mine.
Ah,
And then
but
I
it's
wasn't ready to move him into his own room
oh.
yet, so I ended up buying a smaller crib. Like it's still a full-size crib, like it fits the crib mattress,
Yeah.
but like the one that I had for my older son and used for my daughter too, it had like the big changing table attached and the
Ah.
drawers and like the whole like arch thing on the back, like it was a nicer one. Like though I bought him like a $90 one on Amazon and just stuck it next to my bed because I was like, I'm not ready for you to go in the other room yet.
Oh, it
But
was so hard to move him into his room. I was like, no, my baby. But we
yeah.
have no room in our room for a crib.
Oh, I don't either. I have like we have a king size bed. His crib is next to it, which goes up to the wall. And then I have my treadmill, which is basically just another closet at this point. It just stores stuff because I can't tell you the last time I used that. That's on the other side of my bed. So there's literally maybe like a 6-inch pathway in between that treadmill and the bed to like walk through. Like there's no room in here. And I definitely probably should just put him in his own room, but like The other two end up in here all the time. And like he's starting to like notice that now, and he wants to like be with them. Like he never used to like to be in the bed, and he still doesn't like to really be in the bed with us. Like he'll lay down for a little bit, but then he wants to go in his crib, which is nice because he is a
What an
very,
angel baby.
he really is. But he like moves around a lot in his sleep, and he also sweats a lot at night. So like he's horrible to sleep next to. Like he fell asleep next to me for his nap today, which he
Oh.
took forever to go down. Like he didn't fall asleep till like 3 o'clock, and he usually goes down at like 11.
Oh no.
But he woke up and like my pillow was like wet from his sweat. And I'm like, yeah, no, you need to like go in your own space. Yeah. He wakes up with little curls all over his head because it's his hair is sweaty, and he's like, I
My
hope you
son
have straight
too. Actually, both of
hair.
my kids.
Yeah.
I'm like, you get that from your dad. That's not from me.
Yeah.
Anytime there's like something bad, I'm like, oh, you get that from your dad.
Yeah, that's from your dad. Yep, not me.
Even though my daughter's like the spitting image of me.
Right? Yeah, no, she's your twin. She's got like his lighter colored hair and eyes, but like she is your twin.
My twin, yeah, it's scary.
Even your son, though, I think I know you say he's your husband's twin, but I see a lot of you in him too.
I
I
think that's
definitely
so funny
do.
because I don't.
No, he definitely looks like you. He looks like Peter too, but whereas like your daughter, I don't think looks that much like Peter at all, other
No.
than getting like that, like the hair color and the eye color.
Well, that's my
But,
natural hair color. That
is it
light brown.
that
Yeah, back when I
nice?
was
Wait, when you were
little.
like little, yeah. But
Yeah.
it got a little darker when you were older, right? I feel
Yeah,
like
it
I
did.
remember you having,
Yeah.
yeah. So like when you were younger, I mean, same here. I was blonde when I was a baby.
Yeah.
And up until it, well, not baby, baby, but like a toddler, up until I was like 5 or 6, then my hair got darker, which is funny because like my husband was the same way. Like his hair was probably blonde till he was about 7 or so.
Yeah.
And like my oldest son, like he's about to be 9 and he's still got super blonde hair.
Right.
So
That's
I'm
crazy.
wondering if like he's gonna keep it. I mean, I have like my sister's, especially the 12-year-old one, like she's got blonde hair still.
Well, you know my
And
husband's a blonde.
yeah, so like your kids
Peter's a
would make
blonde.
sense like for them to like end up blonde like permanently, but like me and Kyle, like we both have dark brown hair,
Yeah.
so for like him to still be blonde is interesting to me. And like my daughter's hair is like her hair was dark for a while and then it started to get blonde, but it's more of like a dirty blonde, whereas like my older son, like especially in the summer when he's outside a lot, like his hair is bright blonde.
Yeah, no,
It's
he's a
weird.
blondie.
Yeah.
I mean,
It's interesting.
it's really hard to tell in pictures, but my son is blonde.
Yeah.
And like,
No, definitely.
especially in the sun, it's just hard. The different lighting, I mean, it's so hard because we live so far away now.
Yeah.
I haven't met your son, you haven't met mine. It's so
No.
hard.
Well, thankfully soon you'll be up
Yeah,
here.
well, I'm.
Because my one trip that I planned down there got ruined because of COVID. So,
I mean, my
yeah.
wedding.
Yeah. Yep, that thing.
That thing. I was a COVID bride.
Yeah.
Oh, COVID did a lot of things for me.
Right.
I like to pretend it doesn't exist, didn't exist, but it
It's
did,
so surreal
sadly.
that that happened, like in our day and age. Like, you never think that something would happen like that in modern times, but like it can. And we lived through that, and it's just super weird.
I honestly feel like it was such a kind of like a traumatic thing for so many people that I
For
like
people.
disassociated for, I don't know, 3.5 years.
Yeah,
I
well,
feel like
same.
I just woke up.
It was such a weird adjustment because, like, we went from, I mean, luckily, I feel like the one thing that helped me was like my office had closed because we were consolidating. So my office closed the end of 2019,
Yeah.
and the other office is over an hour from me. So I was only going in once a week for like those couple months. So once we shut down, like the working from home thing, I was already kind of used to,
Yeah.
but it was when the school shut down and the daycare shut down. And I all of a sudden was working from home with a job where I'm on the phone all day because I was doing injury claims still at that time. So I was on the phone all day, every day. with a 7-month-old and a 4-year-old who was in his second year of preschool and was supposed to be learning and doing stuff every day. And everyone was like, "Well, don't worry about keeping up with that." But like, I am going to worry about it because why is it fair to him to lose his education just because of this? So like, I was still doing stuff with him, like school stuff with him every day. And it was like such a weird time, like looking back on it. Like, it was nice to, and I'm grateful that I got more time home with them, especially with my daughter as a baby, 'cause she didn't have to go to daycare for a couple of months, but like it was hard to try to work during that with little kids home.
I mean, as you know, I had a business I closed
Yeah.
during COVID, because of COVID, and then I had a baby. So like it was just a lot.
Yeah, a lot of big changes, and the whole world feels like it's crumbling down, and you're going through so much. And like, to have a baby during that is a lot. And when like things aren't normal in the hospital, and like the visitor policies are different. Like, even when I had my youngest, like he wasn't born till the end of 2022. So like, thankfully, a lot of like the policies were kind of back to normal as far as like, I didn't have to wear a mask when I was like pushing or anything like that. I had to get like COVID tested and everything, but my kids weren't allowed to come to the hospital to meet their brother. And that was something that was really hard for me, because that moment between my older son and my daughter, when he came to the hospital to meet her, like it was such a special moment. And like, look, you miss your, when you go and you have your second baby or your third baby, like you're missing your other baby, your baby, so much while you're there. Like, to not be able to have them come be there was, it was something that was really hard. And like, that's one of those things that's just still like, there's still a lot that was from COVID times that still like trickles into like today, even though it's 4 years later. Like, there's still some of the same stuff in place,
Well,
and it's
and
just
I mean, and people
been
are still getting
interesting.
so sick from it, and
Yeah.
it's something that we wish could just disappear.
It's, and people, I think people are just so over it, but like, to me, and like my husband says that sometimes. He's like, "I'm so glad, like, I never have to wear a mask again," or this or that. And I'm like, there's still people getting sick. Like, thankfully, at much lower rates, and like, we have a vaccine and we know more about the virus and everything. But like, even, I don't remember if I told you, but a couple of weeks ago, my daughter's teacher called me because another student at her school was diagnosed with Miss C.
Oh no.
And it's so rare that like, the mom was freaking out, like she had never heard of it. Like, and her daughter had a really severe case. Like, she had a lot of heart involvement, so she was actually in the ICU for like
Oh no.
over a week, and then she was moved to the regular like short stay unit, and she actually went home right before Easter, which was like, I was so happy. Like, I cried when I found out she was out of the hospital, because she wanted me to reach out to the mom and just kind of talk her down and talk her through everything and what to expect. And like, they actually just sent me a thank you card with the little girl's picture on it, and this whole like message about, and I was so emotional about it. But I'm like, here we are 4 years later, like this is still happening to kids, and it's scary. Like, it really is. But it's so crazy that like we've experienced that over the last couple of years.
Yeah, I feel like we really lost, I mean, the end of our 20s.
We did, yeah.
It's like we woke up and we were 30. I'm like, whoa.
Oh, yeah, no, that one came pretty fast, and it was painful. But I feel like now that I am 30, I don't feel as bad about it. But like, the months like approaching it, I don't know if you felt this way, but like, I was like filled with dread. I'm like, not like something bad is gonna happen, but I'm just like, oh my God, like I'm 30. Like, it's just weird to say.
I think for me, I wasn't like dreading it. It was just making me nostalgic, if you if you get
Yeah,
that.
no,
Like, I was
definitely.
thinking more about like what I should have done more in my 20s, what I should have done in my teens, like because I was such a goody two shoes that I was just always such an introvert, and I didn't really like get out of my box, if you remember.
Oh, definitely.
I was very much like, no, this is what I'm gonna do, and I was always scared to take risks. So I think that's what I regret most is that I didn't really have normal teen
Yeah, like the
20s.
experiences.
Not that I wanted to
Yeah.
party or anything, because like that's just not me. I'm not a partier. I don't want to party. It's just I wish maybe I took a few more trips, or I wish I like actually, I don't know, lived a little more. And obviously 30's young. We're still young.
I know. And like I feel like when we look at other people in their 30, we're just like, oh, they're so young. But like when it's you, it just feels different.
Yeah. No, I
Like my
know.
mom, I remember, was like, I was like, ugh, I'm 30. And she was like, well, what the heck does that mean? I'm like, ancient. And my mom's young. Like my mom's only 54. So like
Well,
for
yeah.
to be my mom, and obviously like you know what that's like to have like younger
I was
parents
gonna
and
say, my
stuff
dad's
too. But
50, so.
yeah, so like we have younger parents and we don't look at them as being old. But
No.
like for us, it's like, okay, this is old because it's me. Like
You know my
not
dad.
because it's an
My
old age.
dad still thinks he's 25, okay?
Oh yeah, no, he always will, forever will.
I'm like, Dad, what does that make me?
Right.
I'm like, you can't say that
I
anymore.
feel like for like me turning 30, I think it was because I've been a mom my whole 20s,
Right,
basically,
you
not a
have, yeah.
full year. Like, but I also like I did a lot of like partying and all that stuff super early on, so I don't feel like I missed anything in that aspect, and I definitely don't regret being a young mom
No.
because. I sometimes I like I don't know if I would still be here if I didn't have my son. Like I don't want to say he got me through a lot because it's not his responsibility to do so,
Right.
but like having him there like just definitely put me on a better path.
No,
But
I
for me, it
100% get
was
that.
more like I feel like I should have accomplished a lot more by now than I did.
Yeah.
But then I look back and I'm like, well, you know what? I did accomplish a lot. Like maybe not everything that I wanted to, and I'm still working on doing, but like. I got through a lot and I made it through some tough situations and some tough times. So like I've accepted it now. I'm at peace with the three being in the front of my age, but
Well,
I
I
don't know. We'll
think,
see how we feel when we hit 40.
you know what? I don't want to talk about that.
Right.
I just got used to being 30.
I
I just turned 30 in December. Like, I'm still
know.
fresh.
Yeah.
No, I think it's definitely, I think the problem is when you're a kid, you're like, by 25, I'm gonna do this, and this. And the time you get to 25, you're like, I'm still a baby.
But like it's not even an attainable thing these days though.
No,
Like we don't
absolutely
live
not.
in the same world as our grandparents and our parents did.
No.
Like it's not easy to own a home. It's not
No.
easy to like have savings and things like that. Like I
Right.
was looking at my 401k the other day and it was like the little estimated growth thing was like, this is what you'll probably have in your 401k by this year. And I'm like, okay, cool. But then under that, it says your personal savings by 35 should be a hundred and something thousand dollars. And I'm like, oh, that's funny. Like, where do you think I'm getting that amount of money in 5 years?
Well,
I'm
hold on.
like,
Not only that, like they know what they pay you.
well, it's the 401k is through Fidelity, so it's not through like
Okay.
our company. But even like they're just not acknowledging the fact that like we have kids, we have daycare, like we
Yeah.
have the cost of living in general
Yeah.
is higher, like
Well,
and these freaking sports are so expensive nowadays too. It's
oh
like
yeah.
we have all this money that we have to spend. Like, yeah, maybe when I'm in my 40s and 50s I can start to save,
Well,
but
I
right now
also
it's not
think
happening.
a lot of times too, like back when we were younger, people had grandparents that were retired early. Like my husband's
Yeah.
grandfather watched him all the time and his sister. Whereas now, I mean, our parents are probably gonna have to work for a long time still, and we're
Yeah.
gonna never retire. That's why, so like daycare is very expensive, as you know. Like, we had to make the hard decision that, like, I have to stay home with the kids. We can't afford daycare. It made zero sense for us because it was going to
It
take my
costs
entire
as much
paycheck.
as what? Exactly. And I think like we luckily just were able to pull our son out of daycare
Yeah.
because my mom works. She's still, both my parents still work, but my mom works 2 to 10 and my dad works like he's an independent contractor, so technically he makes his own hours, but he's usually home around 2 or 3. So what I've been doing is just picking up my stuff, going to my mom's house, and I work there.
And then she takes care of him while I'm working during the day. And then he gets home and he takes care of him.
And that's
And then
awesome.
my husband's father, so my father-in-law, he actually did retire last year. And he just, we had the baby in daycare still 2 days a week. And he, a couple weeks ago, was like, I would love to take the baby for those 2 days a week.
Oh.
And so, like, we were able to pull him out and have him be with family full time. And
Yeah.
it's not only a financial burden off our back, but
Yeah.
like to be able to. I mean, I know you know my dad. Like, I mean, technically he's my stepdad, but he's been in my life since I
He's your
was
dad.
four. Exactly. So, like, you know that he, like, you've seen how he has grown and changed and like his personality and
Yeah.
everything. Him and my youngest are best friends, and to be
Oh.
able to see them form that relationship is just something that's so special to me. Like,
Yeah.
I'll be sitting there working, and like, I'll see the baby come crawling around the corner, and there's my dad crawling right behind him. Like, they have so much fun together, and now that like he'll be able to spend more time with my father-in-law too, like, it means so much to me that he's gonna
Yeah.
have that experience,
Yeah.
and it's gonna save us money, so it's
Right.
a
I mean,
win-win-win.
my mother-in-law is retired, but she obviously lives so far away because we
Yeah.
moved 800 miles away from home.
I know. Why'd you have to go and do that now?
But I luckily, like, we have my parents here, but they both work.
Yeah.
So it's like we had to make that decision. And my husband, I say all the time, I'm like, I'm such an independent, strong woman. Like, I didn't want this. Like,
Yeah, I
I'm,
know it was hard for you to take that step.
yeah. And like, I'm constantly coming up with different business ventures.
Yeah.
I'm doing one right now. Like, well,
Right.
besides the
Yeah, I
podcast.
know.
Like, but like, so for me, it was really hard. But he, all the time, he's like, no, like all the people he sees at his job, like he's like, no, like this person said the same thing. They had no choice. They had no choice.
Yeah. It's way too expensive. And what's the point of us paying like our entire salary to have somebody else raise our kids?
Right.
And that was such a heartbreaking thing. Like, I remember, like, I mean, obviously, you know, I'm saying this like it was years ago. Like, it was literally weeks ago. Like, getting that daycare payment taken out and then
Yeah.
like paying my mortgage, and like that's my entire paycheck. And then I'm
Right.
sitting there like, okay, how am I buying groceries for the week? How am
Right.
I paying for the car insurance? Like, and I'm not getting time with my child, like,
Yeah.
to spend all this money, because we were paying $400 a week for one kid.
That's.
And like, I see kids at his daycare. There are people that have like three, four kids at that daycare.
Oh
I'm
my
like, how in
gosh.
the world? Like, you must be working. Either you're making a ton of money and working a 40-hour week job, good for you. But I'm sure some of them are probably working like crazy hours to be able to afford that. And it's
Yeah.
like, for what? Like, now you're not getting that time with your kid.
Well, that was the thing. Like, our oldest was in daycare for about, I don't know, probably a year. And it was hard. And I hated the fact that you could tell that she was getting different. Like, she was getting angry when she was
Yeah.
eating. Like, if anyone was coming near her, like, she would get angry. And like, my husband would joke, he'd be like, what is there, baby fight club? And I'm like, no, that's not funny. Like, what's wrong? Like, so like little things like that. Plus, I was just like, we are spending so much money on this daycare, and then we were expecting our son, and we're just like, yeah, no, there's absolutely no way we're gonna be able to afford
And
life in
I
general.
remember your daycare was like closed all the time
Oh
too.
my gosh,
And then you would
yes.
get stuck home with her and you were trying to work, and
Oh,
it's like, it's
yeah.
not doable.
No. Especially not on like the phones all day long, because I
Exactly.
was a
Yeah.
travel agent, like I had to talk to people.
Yeah. And I remember when you worked for my company for a little bit
Yeah.
in the call center, like, you can't do those jobs
No.
with a kid home, especially a young child. Like, they
No.
don't understand that, like, mommy's on the phone, you need to be quiet.
Oh no. My 3-year-old
Like,
doesn't understand that.
right. Oh my God. Yesterday, I right today is today Saturday. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yesterday I was working, and like, my daughter's on spring break this week, so she was with me at my mom, and she was sitting at the, because I set up like my work space on the end of their dining room table, because they don't have all eight kids living there anymore. They don't need all that space. But she was sitting on a chair on the other end of the table coloring, and she like fell off the chair
And I was on a phone call and she starts screaming. And I luckily it was with a body shop, it wasn't with a customer. So the guy was like, "Is everything okay?" And I was like, "I'm so sorry. Like, I work from home. My daughter fell off a chair. Like, she's fine. She's just upset." He was like, "I was wondering like why an employee would be like crying like that." And me having no filter immediately blurted out, "Oh, you know, they beat us when we don't do a good job." And the dude was dying, but I'm like, oh my God, thank God this wasn't a recorded call, because if like somebody in management pulled that up and was like, "Why are you saying that to somebody?" Like, as soon as it came out, I was like, oh, like, whoops. Luckily, he was the right audience for it, but I'm like, but even though she didn't have control over that, she got hurt, she was
Yeah,
crying.
of course.
There's been plenty of times where she'll come over to me and be trying to like tap me on the shoulder and get my attention when I'm on like a recorded interview with somebody. Like, they don't understand that. So to try to like work with them, like, and that's the thing is, like, just because you work from home, people say that all the time, "Well, why don't you keep your kids home? Why don't you keep your baby home?"
It makes no
Because
sense.
you're still doing a job that you can't do. And like, best case scenario, you're sticking them in front of like the TV or something to keep them quiet and occupied. Like, they're not getting attention. They're not getting
It's
like
sad.
properly cared for. And like, that's not fair to them either.
No.
And it's like a hard, you're stuck between a rock and a hard place as far as like
It
what you're
really,
gonna do with them.
was like the hardest decision to make.
Yeah. No, it's crazy. And like with daycare too, like, it's so hard to find like the right fit, and
Oh
like the
yeah.
staffing changes so often that like you don't
Yeah.
know who your kid's gonna be with. Like, my older son was in a different daycare because I worked in a different town at the time, and it was obviously in person. But he had really great teachers. He did really well there for the first like year or so because he started when he was around 1.5. Then the director left and a bunch of staff left with her, and they hired a bunch of new people, and he started screaming when I would drop him off, and he was like 2 turning 3,
Oh
and
no.
I would pick him up at the end of the day, and there were days where like it was water day and he was still in his wet bathing suit at the end of the day, or like nobody helped him, he was potty training and nobody helped him wipe himself and he had like poop all over himself. Like, I ended up like I my mom I pulled him out. My mom wasn't working at that time, so I pulled him out like a month earlier than he was supposed to get pulled because he was going to be going to preschool. And she offered to watch him for the rest of the summer because like
That's
whoever
ridiculous.
was he used to be afraid of the teacher. Like, she used to scream at them. And it's
Oh.
like you never know like what you're gonna get. And thankfully with my like the daycare that my daughter, my younger one, went to, like, we had a really good experience there, and like the teachers and the directors were always great, and like, God forbid something did happen, like, they handled it. Like, there was one time where the director pulled me aside when I went to pick up my daughter, and this was when she was like probably maybe almost 3 or about to turn 3. She said that they actually fired a staff member because my daughter had been going to the bathroom, and I guess she accidentally got like the tiniest little smudge of poop on the ground. Like, it must have fallen off of like the toilet paper when she was trying to wipe. And this teacher like flipped out in front of my daughter and was yelling at her and like saying like, "I'm not cleaning that up." And like, they told her like, "You need to just go wipe that up. Like, it's not that serious." They took a picture and showed it to me. It was barely anything. And this lady was yelling and swearing at my daughter and in front of her, and they immediately fired her.
You know, and
And
that's
like
a great
told me about
place.
it, even though like she didn't even tell me about it when
Yeah.
she came home. Like, I could tell she was upset, but like they told me right away and like they took action right away. And like,
That's
it's hard
awesome.
to know who's gonna be with your kids and
Right.
like to find somewhere that you can trust. And like, even when you do, like, you never know when the staffing's gonna change.
Right.
And that's the other hard thing with daycare. So, I mean,
Yeah.
definitely fortunate that like you and I are able to have our kids home. Like, it's
Yeah.
bittersweet, but like,
Absolutely.
I mean, it's better for them to be with family and to be with
Yeah.
us.
And not that, I mean, obviously everyone's situations are different and not
Exactly.
everyone is fortunate enough, and I mean, it's not an easy road.
No, definitely not.
So,
We're very fortunate to be able to have that option because we obviously didn't always have that option. And like, there's a lot of really great people working in daycares.
Oh,
Most of
yeah.
them are.
The
But it's
ones that
no matter what,
care.
even if you're with the best teachers and the best people who love your kids like your own or like their own, like, that's still,
at the end of the day, we're paying for our kids to be raised by somebody else during the day, and like it's hard. So,
It's really hard. And it's
yeah.
just another problem with society. Well, I think that's a good place to end it. What do you think?
Yeah, I know, definitely.
I
We covered a lot of ground.
think we covered a lot today.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Thanks for listening to Exhausted Moms Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe as well as follow us on Facebook and Instagram at